T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to chat with Joe Mays. Joe's appearance is brought to you by the Leia Center, located 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. Joe, much more of a grinding win against the Chargers. Was that something you wanted to see if the Chiefs could get done?
Oh, of course. I mean, you love it when you get a chance to see the Chiefs go late into the game and be able to hold the lead and get the win at the end of it. I think, the last few times they've been in that situation, it hasn't really been that great of a performance. And then they end up with the losses. So it's good to see they can come in, grind it out, and get another W.
You know, I like those ugly wins. These guys didn't like it as much as I did, but I sat back on Monday night like, yes, this is what I needed to see. Because I didn't know that Andy Reid could actually win an ugly game like that and put the team in position, because he's so high-flying offense all the time. Like, I needed to see that almost for validation for myself.
I mean, you know what? Those are the best games, to be honest with you. I mean, you want to see teams struggling because, teams' defenses are playing a little bit better. But to see those games when you grind it out late in the game, I mean, you can tell those guys are really out there working, really out there grinding and doing everything they need to do in order to win. I mean, they had 4 interceptions. Frank Clark really showed, he showed himself to be the high player and the highest paid player that they paid on this team. I mean, he came out, showed well. The defense came out, showed well, and they were able to stop Phillip Rivers.
Well, how much confidence can you take out of that 4 interception performance? Because to me, it's not about what I think or what Josh thinks or what Ryan thinks or what any of us think. If they walk away from that game feeling great about themselves, that's all that matters. So how much are they taking away from a 4 interception game like that?
Oh, they're walking away feeling fantastic. I mean, especially going into the bye week, they get a chance to watch some film and see some things that they did great. But they also get a chance to see some things that, they can work and improve on. So, leaving that game, getting the interceptions, getting the W, it was super important heading into the bye week. And I think that's going to carry, later on into the season. These guys are going to have a chance to get healthy and, they're going to be able to play better.
Yeah, I think so. And I think we're starting to see this defense, hopefully, we've seen shades of it come together. But this is now where you really see it come together. What happens when the calendar turns to December, inside that locker room? Like, does the attitude change? Does it become like nut cutting time almost for everybody?
Absolutely. The games change, man. I mean, they become a little more. Every game is a battle, and each game is equally as important now. I think now they're not only playing for the chance for playoffs, but they're playing for home field, which, is going to be an uphill battle. But the better standing they have, the better position they're going to be in for the playoffs.
Is there a theory like, they lost to the Texans, they lost to the Colts, they still got the Patriots on their schedule. Do you want to see a team in the playoffs that you've already seen, or would you rather face a team like Buffalo who you don't know a whole heck of a lot about and haven't seen before?
No, I think it's better if you play a team that you've seen before. I mean, you've seen what they've been able to do against you and how successful they were. Now you put yourself in a position to stop them. And, of course, I believe, we had a few injuries back when we played the Texans and the Colts, so now you get a chance to have your full team back. And you can work on some things that you've been trying to work on, with having the right personnel. So it's always good to see a team that you played before, because now you know what their strengths and their weaknesses are, and you also know yours.
Still able to maybe play for the 2 seed. How, I guess, as a player, I know you want that extra week, right? When you're headed to the postseason, but how big a hurdle is it to overcome if you have to play that extra game?
It's no big hurdle. I mean, of course you want the extra week so you can get some rest going into the playoffs, but it's not that big of a hurdle. I mean, at the end of the day, these guys are doing what they love to do, and that's play football. So if you have an extra game, that's perfect, because now you get an extra check. You don't get a check for sitting out that week where you get the rest. So it's either or. Either you want the money or you want the rest, then I think these guys will prefer getting that rest.
So guys,
that's awesome.
So do guys? You said guys would prefer getting the rest over getting the money?
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. You're not playing. You're not playing for week to week when you go to the playoffs. You're playing to win the Super Bowl. And a great way to do that is by making sure that your body is you know, full tack, making sure everything is good, making sure you're feeling as healthy as possible so that you can run towards, you know, winning that Super Bowl instead of playing game to game by winning the check.
I got you. All right. But you'll
take the check. It's more important. You got to think of the bigger picture.
Right. And that's where I am, too. I'm all about that big picture. I'm not in the week-to-week mode. Like, in the NFL, we live in this week-to-week, like, oh, the Ravens are the flavor this week. Now it's the faders. Like, everybody's all over. Oh, Oakland's going to come in. Oakland's losing to the Jets this weekend, okay? Oakland is going to fly across country, look past the Jets with a young team that doesn't quite know how to win, and they're going to lose to the Jets. So what do you think is going to happen in that game?
You know, I mean, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, because, you know, the Jets, although their record is not showing it, they've been playing pretty decent football. And the Raiders, they've been playing really, really good football heading down this stretch. I mean, you know, they've shown that they've been able to run the ball. They can be pretty consistent and you know, balanced on offense. And then defense, I mean, they have some guys on the front line that just get after the quarterback. They have a rookie that had 4 sacks last week. So, you know, I think that it's not just him, but, you know, the other guys on the D-line, they're going to feed off of them. And then they also have athletes. They have to get healthy, but they have some guys on the defense that can get after the football, too. So I think it's going to be a good game, man. I don't know exactly what's going to happen because anything can happen each given week, but it's going to be a good game for them guys.
What'd you normally do on the bye week?
Man, just try to spend as much time with the family, you know, try to rest my body a little bit, but also still, you know, working out and making sure I'm not out of shape. Man, I think that's the best combo, you know, being around people that, you know, that you love and that love you and, you know, that's going to continue to show you that support while you're going out there and playing football. So, I think that's the best recipe. Maybe even get away for a couple of days and do a little something with the family. That way you have their undivided attention and have yours.
Wanted to ask you about Frank Clark, maybe his most impactful game. I know we talked to Tyrann Mathieu earlier in the week, and he said Frank Clark's best game. What kind of impact did you see him having, and maybe what was different from him the other night?
I mean, it was good to see, you know, someone besides Chris Jones be as disruptive in the passing game. And it was also good to see your big money guy go out there and play the way that, you know, to play the way that he played and to show why he earned the contract that he had. It was also great, you know, to see Phillip Rivers going out there and struggle a little bit. I mean, I played against him, you know, he was a hell of a teammate. But at the end of the day, whenever I play against him, like, it was always me wanting to knock his head off. So to see someone go out there and really get into his head, because he do like to talk a lot of trash, that was great to see, man. Frank Clark really showed out. He balled out, and he put this defense in a position to win.
It's easy to get in that dude's head, isn't it?
And you know what? It's not.
No?
So it's
really?
Easy for, it's, no, it's not. It's easy for him to get into yours.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Because, you know, normally when you're out there playing on the football field, it's a ton of trash talking, right? And
right.
Most guys, if not all guys, they curse. So to hear him talk trash, and it's like, you know, PG-13 type trash, it's like, dude, what are you even talking about? Now I'm just going to knock you out just if I get the chance because I don't even like the way that you just said what you said. it just turns into one of the things where you try to find something that you don't like about the individual and use it against them.
There's no F-bombs being dropped by Phillip Rivers out there, huh? Did you ever
Absolutely
call,
not.
Did you ever call him Phyllis when you were playing against him?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Did you ever call him Phyllis when you were playing against him?
Nah. I mean, never. You know, that was always one of the things where, you know, I wasn't really much of a talker.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just like to lay the pass to you. And that right there, that can be my speaking moment. Yeah. You know, just going out there playing hard and just knocking the hell out of people.
I like that a lot. Joe, have a good Thanksgiving, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, fellas. I have a good one.
You too. Take care. Joe Mays here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by the Leia Center. You can go down there and get your cryo on 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. Massages, acupuncture, cryotherapy, whatever you need, Joe Mays will take care of you.
Yeah, Joe takes care of your wife.
Takes care of my wife all the time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.